morning and welcome to the Print AM, our new Delhi morning podcast of the day's big news story. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you my analysis of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Bangladesh and if India has been able to reboot bilateral ties while boosting its neighbourhood first policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his first ever visit abroad since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic on Saturday. The visit to Bangladesh took place at a time when on one hand India is looking at garnering support to strengthen its position in the Indian Ocean region, thereby boosting its Indo-Pacific strategic initiative, keeping an eye on China, while on the other hand, it was looking at rebooting its ties with Bangladesh, even as the BJP is fighting tooth and nail domestically to win the West Bengal elections. In Bangladesh, Prime Minister Modi joined the celebrations of the Golden Jubilee of the Independence of Bangladesh, the birth centenary of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, and 50 years of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Bangladesh. According to a joint statement issued by the Ministry of External Affairs, the visit symbolized the partnership of half a century between India and Bangladesh that has strengthened, matured, and evolved as a model for bilateral relations for the entire region. During his visit, apart from holding bilateral talks with Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister Modi also met leaders from across the political spectrum of that country. While Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Hasina held a virtual summit just 3 months back in December, Dhaka did not lose yet another opportunity to raise the Teesta water sharing agreement issue with New Delhi, thereby making it crystal clear that the issue of sharing river water that crisscrosses both countries remains an outstanding issue which requires resolution at the earliest. During his first visit to Bangladesh after coming to power in 2014, Prime Minister Modi had vowed to resolve the issue, but owing to internal political differences with West Bengal State Government and its Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the matter has not seen any progress. The Teesta River flows through Sikkim and then enters West Bengal before finally merging with the Brahmaputra in Assam and the Jamuna in Bangladesh. Under the agreement, Dhaka wants a 50% share of Teesta water for the December-March period as the flow of the river to Bangladesh at that time becomes lean. Interestingly, this time the Indian side also raised the issue of early finalization of the draft of an interim agreement for sharing of water of the Feni River, which is pending with the Bangladesh side that had been agreed upon by both sides in 2011. Yet another important outcome of the visit was India's readiness to discuss and conclude a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or a CEPA, that will seek to enhance two-way trade in services, goods and investments, even as Bangladesh gears up to graduate from the status of a least developing country while its GDP growth has matched with India's. Connectivity definitely took the center stage during this visit. Both sides have vowed to upgrade the pre-1965 rail connectivity. Both leaders also inaugurated a passenger train service on Dhaka-New Jalpaiguri-Dhaka route through Chilahati-Haldibari rail link. It is called the Mitali Express. On the issue of border management, Bangladesh side reiterated the request for 1.3 kilometer innocent passage through river route along the River Padma near Rajshahi district on humanitarian grounds. The Indian side requested for completion of border fencing at all pending sectors at the international border at the earliest, beginning from Tripura. During the visit, Prime Minister Hasina has once again requested India, as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, to play a strong role in the early repatriation of the displaced Rohingyas back to Myanmar. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the days to come. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Wish you all a very happy Holi.